Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all have a lot of questions, so let's ask the man himself, Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. So we're all talking about it. It's all over the news. The stay-at-home order that's effective tomorrow night at 11 p.m. and running through April 9th at 11 p.m. And I know a lot of people have a lot of questions. So let's kind of start off with, who all does this apply to?
This order really applies to individuals and businesses. For those individuals who are essential workers, they're exempted from the provisions of the stay-at-home order. For those businesses that have been deemed essential businesses, they are also exempted. And that runs the gamut from gas stations to hospitals and everything in between, which can continue to operate within our community. The types of businesses that will not be allowed to stay open would be places like hair salons, nail salons, et cetera.
And so how does this differ from what we were kind of doing before? Because we've seen a lot of businesses like that shut down. Was there a specific thing that spurred this curfew happening right now?
Not going to necessarily characterize the order, the stay-at-home order, as a curfew per se. But what spurred this is that when we look back to March the 14th, we had one case in Orange County. Today, here we are, we have 52 cases that have been confirmed within our county by the state of Florida. And simply put, with the numbers escalating at that level, we have a crisis, we have a problem. And what we're trying to do is stop the spread of the virus in our community, because we're such a transient community with so many individuals who are coming and going. It is necessary for us to take these measures now. Otherwise, we can see other calamities such as what is being experienced in the city of New York, where, I think if they had known what they know now, they would have taken the type of measures that's in place now in that city weeks ago. And so what I'm trying to make certain is that we are just beginning to do widespread testing in our county. And we know that once the testing occurs, we're going to have additional individuals and cases that are confirmed within our county. And we really want to be in a position where we do not overwhelm the capacity of our current hospital system within this region. And so that is very concerning to me. And after consultation with numerous medical experts and others, we have made this decision to be proactive in our community and further restrict the movement of individuals and the potential to spread the virus throughout our community.
Well, you're the mayor of Orange County, so you can only do this for Orange County. I know there are a lot of people who are like, but what about Seminole and Osceola? And is it going to be effective in Orange County if we're not all doing it at once?
Now, I'm told that Osceola County is considering doing something similar, and they'll make that decision this morning. Whether or not Seminole follows suit or not, I don't know. But quite frankly, we are the epicenter and the center of commerce for this entire region. And so we cannot afford to further shut down our entire region for months. I'd rather deal with this issue up front for a matter of a couple of weeks and try to break the backbone of this virus now rather than taking the risk of extending this for months to come.
Amen. On the same page as you.
We 100% agree.
It's like, what am I missing in this? Like, shut down for 2 weeks. And yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Hey, and real quickly, you know, people want to know, can we still get curbside from restaurants? Can I go to the grocery store if I'm running out of, you know, essentials? Can I still take my dog outside for a walk? Orange County residents, those things are still permissible, right?
Activities that really involve individuals, you're still able to do. Absolutely. You'll be able to go to the grocery stores and pharmacies and get your medicines and foods. You'll be able to go to restaurants. However, restaurants, being able to sit in a restaurant. That will not occur, but the restaurants are open, many of them for takeout business, and we appreciate what they're doing. In terms of gyms, you know that the governor, as well as Orange County, followed suit, and we closed all gym fitness facilities. But does that mean you can go out and take a run in your neighborhood? Absolutely. Can you go to a park? Yes. But what we're saying is we don't want you to congregate in numbers greater than 10 or more. We want you to follow the CDC guidelines when you engage in those types of activities.
Perfect. Well, and if anybody has questions or they're nervous about the stay-at-home order that's taking effect tomorrow night at 11 p.m., there is the Orange County Helpline at 407-875-3700. Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings, thank you so much for your time and joining us this morning.
Thank you. I hope this has been informative, and I will point people to our website at ocfl.net for further information. The entire executive order is published there, along with some frequently asked questions.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You stay safe.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.